Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than an Archie Bunker impression in 2017.
Hell yeah, we are.
Hey.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt. The Archie Bunker on the phone is Joe Curry.
Hi.
And jumping in was Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Reverse roles. Pip's here, Joe's there, and I'm where I always am. On the show, which is Cast a Spell on Donald Trump and comedy premises we hate. But first, I got to get something, get off my chest. Something that happened on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Which is where I live my life.
Don't we all?
Well, yes. Us oldies do. People, I have a problem with people telling me I should stick to posting jokes on Facebook because I am a comedian. Meanwhile, these same people are not exactly posting a bunch of yucks on their site. They're posting a bunch of political stuff, and they're ad nauseum, but it's okay, but a comic should not. I got an issue with that. Couple things. First of all, I don't think anybody should tell another person what to post on their page, except Facebook, because really, Facebook owns it.
Right.
I'm just a squatter.
Yeah.
So, but outside of Facebook telling me what I can post, and they will.
Yes.
Nobody should tell somebody else what they can post. I never have. I've never said, you know what, you should take that down. None of my business. Mm. If you don't like what somebody posts, here's the cool thing. You can ignore it.
Yes.
You can unfollow somebody, or you can unfriend somebody. Facebook gives you many options.
It actually gives you an option just to not see that post.
Sure.
It'll just, you can scroll right past.
Here's the thing. Nobody's chaining anybody else to a chair, peeling their eyes open while forcing them to scroll through a Facebook feed. It's not happening.
It'd be a Clockwork Orange.
Now, about me personally, my Facebook page, unlike most comedians, is not open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And this is because of what we learned about scammers while doing this show and the security concerns for my page, for my family. My page is private. Only people whom I choose to who I choose to allow see my posts can see my posts. You send me a friend request doesn't mean you get in.
Right.
I decide.
Yes.
And then those are people there by choice. That's why I don't have the high numbers that a lot of comedians have, because I'm not interested in numbers.
You're not interested in people.
No. Well, yeah. The point is my page is not used as a marketing tool.
Right.
So I post what I want to post. The Davin's Den Facebook page, which you should all like, that is used as a marketing tool. That we only post stuff about the shows or gigs or stories that we think you might find interesting. There are no political posts on there by any of us, and that is by design.
Yes.
We leave that for here.
Or our own individual pages.
Exactly. Also, while yes, I'm a comedian, that's only my career. That's my career. It's like somebody who's a landscaper or a lawyer or a truck driver. It's how we pay our bills. It doesn't. I'm not being paid to be funny on Facebook. I don't owe anybody humor on Facebook. I don't. Now, I'm a funny person.
Yeah.
Shut up, Joe. I say I say funny things. Shut up, Joe. I post funny things. And for the trifecta, shut up, Joe. Shut your mouth there, meathead.
Shut up, dude.
There you go. If I post something funny, that's when you get the benefit of being a friend of a comedian.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting paid to post funny stuff.
No, it's not a marketing tool. You're not like this is where you are getting paid, like you have your audience on Facebook like you do when you have a paying audience you're performing.
I'm a comedian, yes, but I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm a citizen. So I have a vested interest in the future of our nation. Just like anybody who anybody can hear my voice. We may not agree on how to attain the goals of a prosperous nation, but I would never shut somebody down for expressing their views.
No.
I might want them to be honest and not spread propaganda and not lie, but I would never shout somebody down for using their time to express their opinions about whatever concerns them.
I have private message people who I felt would take the message to heart, and I say, is that really a meme that you want to post? Did you look at it this way? And
yeah, but Joe does it anyway. He don't care.
Yeah, I know.
You can't stop Joe.
He just tells me to stop and to shut up. But I've done that, and I've seen some people rethink what they post and said, oh, gosh, I really didn't think about it that way. Yeah, that's bad.
Listen, I think a good citizen
or not.
I think a good citizen is engaged.
Yes.
I think that's how democracy works. Mm-hmm. We should all be engaged. You know, and Facebook is a way to do that. It's social media. Joe and I will engage back and forth on each other's page. And my Facebook page is much like this show. It's an exchange of ideas, mm-hmm. and usually it's respectful. Well, once in a while, it's not.
I see people not being very respectful.
Well, I'm talking about how Joe and I conduct ourselves with each other.
Rabbit dog.
No, rabbit dog. But we know when we don't bite the tenderpoints.
God, that's funny.
but that's how I conduct. That's how I want my Facebook page to be conducted, and yes. that's how I conduct. We can have an exchange of ideas.
Yes,
and I don't have a problem with that. Once in a while, you heard Joe a couple weeks ago chastise me because I didn't comment on his page. I didn't know I was on the clock for Joe.
One time that you didn't chime in that I wished you would, just to get your opinion. Like I said, it was a fair and balanced.
I gave you a like, Mister. I gave you a like.
We're not
going to
get into it.
No, we already did. I get private messages from people who I don't even know were reading my stuff.
Right.
Thanking me for posting this stuff for several reasons. First of all, they appreciate the way the page is run because they get to see the other side's point of view.
Yes.
Because most of the people that engage on the other side, they're usually respectful.
Right.
So they get to see, go, okay, I don't agree, but that's why they're thinking the way they are.
Yeah.
And I post a lot of news stories that are factual.
Right.
So you can do, I'm doing the research for you.
Yeah, and you can think about it, but it's based on facts, not just on my conjecture or some crazy left or very right point of view.
So I'm not going to stop speaking out when something I see troubles me. Today I posted about what's going on with our environment and some of the regulations they're repealing, and that
yes.
troubles me. I'm not going to bide my time in silence, and I don't think anybody should. I never begrudged people for speaking out against President Obama.
Right.
That's fine. It's their right. That's our right. That's what makes this country great. So don't tell somebody to post according to your expectations.
Or marginalize them according to what you think they're allowed to talk about.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand that. I don't love that every time you go to some, you watch some kind of entertainment show these days, especially award shows, that everybody's using it as a political platform. I mean, it kind of gets boring. Like, I just wanted to be entertained tonight.
It's an onslaught, but you have to understand, this is Donald Trump. He's a fascinating character. And he, forget about that the country's polarized. That's a big part of it.
Right.
He's a fascinating human being.
Right.
So he's on the, everybody's talking.
Everybody's
yes,
talking
it's
about
much. Even I get tired of looking at my wall.
I'm saying it's a bit tiring. Like, you watch, you know, any award show and all the actors are talking about, and I have many times heard people say, oh, shut up and make a movie. You shouldn't be talking about politics.
Meanwhile, they're spouting off.
Right. Well, right. And it's like, when did that person lose their First Amendment rights? When did they lose their citizenship?
I just, and their ability to speak about what they think. I was talking about somebody who I didn't know on Facebook who was being real nasty about that. I go, only difference between you and them is they have a bigger microphone and they're using it.
Yes.
We would all use that microphone. Our president yes. of the United States did the same exact thing before he was president. Before he was president, he was a celebrity and he had a lot of opinions.
You don't say.
Yes.
When did that stop?
It has not. But, you know, I don't remember those same people going, oh, when's Trump going to shut up?
Right.
You know, he was a citizen, mm-hmm. a celebrity, mm-hmm. and he was using that forum to express his concerns, and that was fine.
And everybody would.
Right. You know what? You can roll your eyes at it. You could do what I do and ignore it. I don't pay attention to celebrities when they spout off. You should pay attention to me, though. Joe, you want to chime in here?
Yeah, basically, you know, I know who posted that.
Yes.
And I know, because basically you have, there has been a lot of political stuff.
Yes.
You know, coming from you. You know, there's sometimes, yeah, I mean, you do make some funny comments on there, but it's been kind of all serious stuff for maybe several days. So I think that's where the critique is. I mean, I'll post a political statement, a meme, another political statement, kittens, another political statement, me singing karaoke at 3:30 in the morning.
But that's your choice. But that's your choice.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Joe. Politically, you're much more at ease with where we are as a nation than I am right now. So it's, you know, you're sleeping better. You know, kittens are a little bit more adorable to you right now.
But I had eight years.
Right.
But it still was the same operating procedure.
I don't think, I think, so you're not going to really agree with this. But I've lived through W. I remember W very well, and I did not like W.
No.
And you live through Obama. They're different. The level of concern in the country. Look, people hated a W. Nobody thought he was nuts.
No.
People hated Obama. Nobody thought he was nuts.
No.
People, you could say rightly or wrongly, are genuinely concerned that Trump is nuts.
Yeah.
So that's why you're seeing this amped up engagement.
I don't think he's nuts. Which is,
I know you don't.
But basically, we're seeing things being handled differently than a political matter.
Okay.
That we've all been used to.
That's fine.
Held by a businessman, and that's the way businessmen operate.
Well, I don't know about all businessmen. I don't want to get into it, but I will take what you said about different. Yes, it is. It is certainly different, and that's jarring. It is very jarring because whether it was left or right, before you had a basic idea, a framework, you knew that they respected the political institutions, whether it be the Congress, the judiciary, the media. This president, we're not so clear because he's attacked them. It's very jarring for people. So that's why you say either way.
And we're not going to get into a debate about it, just a quick sip. And I think it's refreshing.
Okay.
And like I said, we'll leave it there. You know, that's for another.
Either way, refreshing or scary, post. That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Post and invite people to disagree with you. That's how you learn. Engage. All right. We're going to talk about something serious like witches. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're going to lighten things up. Kind of, sort of. I don't know.
Ooh.
Spooky. I'm going to find... This is an interesting story that we found. covering all the hard-hitting issues. All right, here we go. Let me get this played up.
A group of witches has planned on casting a mass spell on the president. Starting in February, witches around the country and the world will cast a binding spell on every night of a waning crescent moon at midnight until he's removed from office. What's a waning moon, you ask? In the simplest terms, it's when 49.9% to 0.1% of the moon is illuminated, or from half moon to new moon, which creates that famous crescent shape. There is even a Facebook group that has over 5,000 followers. That's a lot of witches. A binding spell aims to restrain someone from doing harm, unlike vexing or hexing, which is meant to inflict harm onto the target. I'm Jose Sepulveda for Bus 60. Now you know, pass it on.
All right, now if you're going to do this, if you want to do this spell... You're going to have to get some things.
Gather these ingredients.
Joe, you writing this down?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're going to need an unflattering photo of Trump. To be honest, that's the majority of them. you're going to need one of them where he's like making a weird face.
Okay.
Melania cannot be in it.
I'm glad you started with the easiest ingredient to get.
Yes. You're going to need a tower tarot card. You're going to need a tiny stub of an orange candle or orange carrot. What am I saying? I think that's an unnecessary shot.
Tiny stub? Yeah. Hmm.
I want to do it. If you got a carrot, you can use that too.
Yeah. Yeah, but they said tiny. I want to assure everybody my candle size is perfectly normal. An unnecessary shot at POTUS.
I don't just eat baby carrots.
Yeah. You need a pin or a small nail to inscribe in the candle. You need a white candle, of course. Any size. Well, it's white. It's not going to be big. Representing the element of fire. You need a small bowl of water representing water. You need a bowl of salt representing earth. And a feather representing air. You need matches or a lighter, an ashtray or a dish of sand. Now, practitioners are supposed to prepare for this by writing Donald J. Trump on the orange candle stub with a pin or nail.
Ow.
Yeah, hold still, Donald.
Yeah, hold on. You're inscribing my nub.
This is like the Walmart version of voodoo. I mean, really, we're not even trying to make a doll. We're just going to use a carrot. What are you, Bugs Bunny?
It's like the suburban version of voodoo.
You know, put a little effort into it. Go to Arts and Crafts. Go to Michael's. Make a Trump doll. Let's go, people. They then arrange the other items in a circle.
That's probably who put them up to it, Michael's, you know?
Not, yes.
We got to drum up some business. We got all this stuff in stock, you know?
I'm sparing the economy.
Right. And he's helping I've increased sales at Michael's. It'll be great.
So you arrange these items in a circle, and then you lean the tower card against something so that it's standing up. My guess is the carrot.
Yeah.
Then you're supposed to read the 23rd Psalm aloud before beginning the spell by lighting the white candle.
What the heck does the 23rd Psalm have to do with witchcraft?
I don't know, but here is the spell. Hear me, O spirits, of water, earth, fire, and air. By the way, I don't have any of these things, so I'm not casting the spell on the president. I am just reciting this to you.
Right.
Hear me, O spirits of water. We should cast on the spirits and see what happens.
Hold on, I'm going to run upstairs and get a carrot.
Of water, earth, fire, and air. Heavenly hosts, demons of the infernal realms. No reason to put Bannon in here. And
Bannon! I always love yelling Bannon.
Bannon!
Bannon!
And spirits of the ancestors, now you light inscribed orange candle stub. I call upon you to bind Donald J. Trump so that his malignant works may fail utterly, that he may do no harm to any human soul, nor any tree, animal, rock, stream, or sea. I gotta say, rocks aren't really high on my list. But
I wasn't thinking that they were in danger, but I might have missed something.
I don't know. Bind him so that he shall not break our polity, usurp our liberty, or fill our minds with hate, confusion, fear, or despair, and bind to all those who enable his wickedness and those whose mouths speak his poisonous lies. I beseech thee! Spirits, bind all of them, as with chains of iron, bind their malicious tongues, strike down their towers of vanity. And then you invert the tower card. I beseech thee in my name, you say your full name, Pip Helix, in the name of all who walk, crawl, swim, or fly, of all the, we're getting everybody involved in this, of all the trees, the forests, streams, deserts, rivers, and seas, in the name of justice and liberty and love and equality and peace, bind them in chains, bind their tongues, bind their works, bind their wickedness. I think you're going to need two Russian hookers for some of this.
This is sounding a little like How Many Shades of Gray?
Yeah, and then you light the small photo of Trump from the flame of the orange candle stub and hold carefully above the ashtray, and you speak the following loudly, increasing passion and photo earns, so mote it be, so mote it be, so mote it be. Then afterward, you got to ground yourself by having a good hearty laugh, jump up and down, clap your hands, stomp your feet. Good Quiet Riot song, by the way. And have a nosh, have a bite to eat. This is supposedly very important.
Well, you're supposed to also be doing all that laughing because Trump hates people laughing at him.
Yes, he most certainly does.
Sounds like the process of the hokey pokey, to tell you the truth.
Well, it's, you know, we kind of did mock this. Yeah. We kind of did.
Yes.
But is this really any different than praying on somebody to do something?
No, not in my mind.
To me, it's
a lot more ingredients.
What?
A lot more ingredients.
Sure, the rest of
you gotta kneel and pray. You got to go to the store. You got to get this. You got to bring it home. Make
yeah,
it,
but
you know,
Joe, take you.
Downtown.
Take you. You went and buried a statue to sell your house. I mean, to me, that's absurd and it hasn't worked. So what's the difference between a statue or a baby carrot? A baby carrot's much cheaper, Joe.
Holy water, incense floating around. There's always some kind of ingredient.
To me, it's the same thing. I mean, this is just, as Joe said, there's a lot more work involved.
A little more elaborate.
But doesn't it shows the passion.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this isn't the passion.
No. But you're not a fan of Donald Trump, Pip.
No.
Would you participate in such a gathering?
I don't expect that any of these things do any good whatsoever, but it would be amusing, yeah.
You would
sure.
participate?
Sure, it would be amusing.
We should send you to some witches. I dated a witch once. Actually, it wasn't
you
a date.
You dated a witch?
Well, for one date.
I thought you were talking about hell.
Different consonant.
Oh.
No, I did it. They're very nice people. You know, they believe in the Ouija. They believe in Wiccan. They're Wiccans. They're very nice people.
No, I know Wiccans, and they are very nice people.
So do you think Trump has hired a group of witches who are his fans to ward off any spells cast on him? I could just see Trump.
Some on staff.
What?
There's probably some on staff.
That's probably Kellyanne Conway. Look at her.
Could be.
I have the best witches, the best beautiful people, my witches. I can't be binded, bound. Believe me, I saw those witches dance in the park. No rhythm. It was a disaster. I heard the incantation. Fake news. Hillary's a witch. It's true.
I have the best spells.
You see a situation, you take action and build a staff. You know?
Yeah. It's refreshing. He's a proactive president.
General rule of business, you know? Get set up, build a staff, and get to work.
Well, he doesn't want to hire more government jobs, but, you know, it's not bad.
I was thinking about setting up a golf course around Stonehenge because I understand that there's a lot of witches, a lot of energy there. I can ward off all kinds of stuff from there.
I'm hearing things. People are saying there's broomsticks and black cats outside the White House. But you want to bind Donald Trump. I mean, realistically, couldn't Trump unbind himself by drinking a glass of prune juice?
I just want to bind his mouth most of the time, but not all of these other things that are going on. And it was starting to sound a little kinky how much binding they wanted going on.
You think come Halloween we're going to see witches with, like, pictures of Donald Trump in their cauldron?
Yeah.
I'm afraid of what people are going to dress up for Halloween this year.
Well, you're going to see a lot of presidents. A lot of presidents.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see a lot.
Do you think these witches make their flying monkeys wear vagina hats?
tail represents, exactly.
I mean, flying monkeys are scary enough, but then you see with the vagina hats, you don't know if to run or laugh.
I would just be running, like, I'm afraid of the flying monkeys anyway, but I think I would be running full tilt if I saw them wearing vagina hats.
I would be running to them if they were wearing vagina hats.
See, it works on you. The trap.
It does. I was like, wow, that's, I mean, sure, she's a little hairy, but she's got a thumb.
But I like the cut of her jib.
Yeah. Jeb.
Not her jeb.
Oh, you don't like the cut of her jeb.
No.
Low energy.
Jib.
This witch has low energy. Low energy jeb.
Yeah. Very low.
I think Donald Trump has achieved his one true life mission, which is in everybody's getting everybody's head and have everybody living their life around him.
Talking about him all the time. Yeah.
He's the center of everybody's universe now. He's infiltrated the witches. I mean, if they made another Harry Potter, they'd be fighting Trump, and Hogwarts would be fighting Trump.
Yeah. Trump Tower would show up in that book someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I just see these brooms going around Trump Tower flying around.
You know, when Hogwarts is defeated by he who shall not be named, they all move to Trump Tower.
Yeah.
All right, more show when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
527
action. It's tax time. It's tax time. Joe got his taxes and now he's not happy. What happened, Joe?
Well, it's a case of the taxes, my property taxes of being high. My property taxes here in Long Island, in Huntington, there are about $15,000 to $16,000.
Yikes!
And it might be the reason why I'm not getting any buyers on my house.
You think?
Yeah. But the problem is that is the kind of the going rate in my area. Now I have to go and get my taxes grieved, which I really did because I never really got much back. A couple of grievance places told me to forget about it. But what gets me upset is I can't get people here. Why didn't my real estate agent should have told me about this when we started to sell the house from the get-go?
Tell you what, that you have high taxes?
Well, that might be a reason why people aren't coming by.
I think that's common sense, Joe. That's why people move out of Bergen County, New Jersey. That's why I don't live in Bergen County, New Jersey.
Yeah, but if you're going to move to if you're going to move to this area, you should, you know, the taxes are the same, you know. So if you're going to move to this area, the taxes on Long Island. I mean, I don't for where I live, my taxes aren't that high for Long Island standards.
Good
so
Lord.
it just gets frustrated that that people aren't coming in. We had an open house 2 weeks ago. Nobody showed up. Had one before, and the weather was bad. So now, you know, I'm just trying to grasp at straws, trying to get this figured out because I gotta get out of here.
You know what you should do? You should put your house on wheels and move to Middle Pennsylvania. Taxes are much lower there.
The only problem is it's expensive to get the house across the bridge. You know what they want?
What do they want to get across? How many easy pass to payments does that take?
Well, it takes $1 billion for the car, which is ridiculous. So that's
Well, you don't put it on the back of your car, Joe. I don't think it's going to fit on your little car.
Yeah, but it's like I'm very worried about this, and you know, the co-owner of the home doesn't seem that concerned.
But why would she? You're paying the bills.
Yeah, I know. We got a whole. She gave me a check today, which I have to pay back when we sell the house. You know, so it's just a frustrating thing where you want. You know, this is the last piece of the puzzle to move on because everything since I realized my marriage was over is you have to take this step. I have to take this step. I have to take this step. I have to take that step. It's at the point right now where I need somebody else to take the step and nothing's going to progress until that person comes.
Well, Joe, that's the problem. You guys have taken so many steps, there's no stairs in the house. Nobody wants that house.
Anyway.
By the way, perfect response to that. Oh, she tried.
Yes, she did, dear.
Give Pip a little pat on the head.
Can I have a treat?
What it is that here's the thing that gets me. I have to, and we had this conversation during the after show meeting last week. I have to start doing research, looking at taxes, looking at what the other homes are selling for, where we need to put the house. This is stuff that my real estate agent should be doing, and for the past week I haven't heard from her, and I'm feeling like, you know, is anybody in my corner? You know, and now with everything I have to do, I mean, you know, I got the show, I got two bands. We're gonna try to make The Way of the World Project a web series. I have to write, you know, about 5 pages of script during the month of March. With all the stuff plus the projects on our show, now I have to sit and I have to learn everything I can about real estate and how to get people into my house.
Well, on the bright side is you can cut yourself a nice commission check when the house sells.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
But I told you this, that she's not doing her job.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of. The thing that concerns me. So I'm, you know, what I'm doing is I'm composing a letter to her. There's a couple other real estate agents that I know, and I'm composing it to them that would get it, you know, that she would sweeten the pot to. And I'm putting it all hands on deck. I want this house sold by June. How do we do it? How do we figure it out? That's the marching. It's like, you know, Dad, when we have a meeting about our show, I want to do this. How do we go about it? And that's the thing. I want. This is the goal. I want to be out of here in June. I'm out of money. And Joanne is out of money, you know. So it's like now, you know, the things are getting pretty dire. So how do we get this place done? How do we get it sold? And you know, I shouldn't have to be the one to figure it out, because a real estate agent is the one that figures that out for you and comes back to you. But meanwhile, with everything on my plate, I have to sit and I have to get up tomorrow morning and figure out how I'm going to pull this off.
To be continued.
It's just freaking me out. Now, like I said, the taxes are the taxes, but the taxes are the same in my area. But you want to know something? When the house was going on the market, if the taxes were going to look high, you should have known this going in, and we should have figured it out then when we were in the slow season, because now we're in the hot season where this is when, you know, stuff moves. And I can't have things die down in June and not have this house sold, because I'm screwed. I'm done, you know?
All right, pal. Well, you'll keep us updated. More show.
Yep.
Pip, uplift us. Give us something happy to talk about.
Death?
All right.
There's a girl.
Well, Mr. Helix and I had a really interesting experience over the weekend.
All right, I got to stop you right there. You throw in adjectives like interesting, and I always tell you, you do that at your own peril.
Why? Why is that bad to say interesting?
There's a reason why you have a song about you. There's a reason why there's the blah, blah, blah song.
I know. This is interesting, though. I know that, but it is an interesting song.
All right. I got to cue it up.
We have a friend who has a store in Nyack, New York. It's called Dying to Bloom, and it's about green burial and different options that you, the ways you can be buried.
What, like becoming like manure, like fertilizer?
Well, not exactly, but kind of. You got the right idea.
Joe, would you like to be mulched?
No.
Why, you're dead?
I don't know where I want to go. I might want to go in the wall, but who knows? Then I go in the ground. There's a nice spot that
But Joe, we can mulch you. Then we could cover you, and then, as a tribute to your favorite president of all time, we can plant carrots. And you see?
Now, I wouldn't mind, you know, being cremated in my ashes. Like if I still lived here, I wouldn't mind being cremated in my ashes spread around the backyard.
Well, I mean, that's one of the options of a green burial, is that, of course, you can be cremated and you can be spread out someplace. They have these pretty canisters that the ashes can be put in and then sprinkled wherever you want to sprinkle them. They have these really neat...
I would sprinkle on somebody's dinner.
Oh, no, you would not.
I most certainly would.
That's so
nasty. Yeah, but you wonder, I've seen those things. They look like, you know, potpourri baskets. You know, I don't want to... spend eternity in a potpourri basket.
Well, let's see. My father-in-law is in several places. He was cremated. One is in a fish in my mother-in-law's house, like a fish vase,
right,
that he had picked up. I think the girls, his daughters, have him, some of him, in a piece of jewelry,
right,
that they take with them. Sometimes you can make somebody into a diamond.
Yeah, you can, or you can make them into these beautiful paperweights.
That's what we should do with Joe, just lying around and not serving a purpose. That'd be perfect.
I thought one of the options was really intriguing.
That's my wife.
Well, you can finally give her that diamond you never gave her.
There's one where it chemically breaks down the cremains into, because, you know.
Did you say the cremains?
Yeah. I certainly did.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. And and because it's like they're bones in pieces, your cremated remains are kind of chunky style. You know, like there's pieces of bone and
yeah, I know. We cremated our cats. I'm aware.
Yeah, so it's chunky. So
gross.
The stuff in this one bucket.
Joe, would you like to be pureed or chunky?
No. Where's the cat? Where'd you put the cat?
What are you going to search the house for? We're not playing Marco Polo with my dead cat, you creep.
No, I'm just curious. You creep. Where
it's by the window.
All right.
On the little planter.
All right.
So get some sun.
They like the windowsills.
Yeah, Joe. Christ.
Right.
No, but here's the thing. I like this idea a lot, that this stuff breaks down the bone into smaller pieces so it becomes nutrients. And then there's a seed for either a maple tree or a beech tree in there. So you put this whole thing in the ground and then it becomes a tree. And the tree uses the nutrients. You're part of the nutrients and to grow itself.
And then it gets struck by lightning and the tree blows.
That's the thing. Because, like, my nasty neighbor chopped down this beautiful oak tree that was in between our houses.
Right.
And I'm like, so I invest in this. I go, okay, when I'm dead, do this. I'll be a big tree. And then some idiot's going to come and chop me down.
And then you'll be a loose leaf paper.
Yeah, loose leaf paper. You could be an end table. I mean, no, why do you want to take that chance?
End table. I
end
like
table.
But I don't know how you do that with human remains, Joe.
Well, I should be part of a tree, and that the tree cuts down and use it to make furniture, so be an end table for eternity. He wants to be that.
That's the long-term plan.
I don't want a Pip Helix end table. Yeah, seriously. That's going to take, like, decades to make Pip useful. We've been trying for years. What makes you think Mother Nature's going to have a better shot at it?
I think that it's nice to have options.
It's very hippie-ish. It is cool.
Yeah.
It's much better than sticking somebody in the ground.
Well, they do, and they do have other ways to stick people in the ground, like things that you could bury people in without, like, having them be, like, full of formaldehyde and all these nasty.
Well, the
junk.
Jews don't do that. The Jews, you know, you're as you are, and they throw you in a pine box.
I like that idea.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The worm's got to eat, so scram.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
I think that's the way it goes.
It's not pumping people full of chemicals so that you can go and visit them. Ew. I don't want to look at dead people. Wakes are gross.
You're not so pleasant to look at alive.
You know, like everybody else is putting their party plans around the wake. Like you're the odd one out.
Yeah, well they should.
Yeah. All right. Comedy premises we hate. Don't go anywhere. I haven't done this one in a while. Comedy premises we hate. Fortunately, I am a man that is full of hate.
I'm a man
that is full of
full
hate.
Of hate.
Full of hate. Works out benefit of this show. Here we go. Comedy premises we hate.
What's the deal with comedy premises we hate?
I like that bumper. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good one. That's a little different than some of the others. All right. Premise I hate is the voice impressionist presenting a story featuring voices that haven't been relevant in 15 or more years. You know what I'm talking about?
Totally.
Joe, do you hate that?
Yeah.
Good.
Succinct. Okay, we're done.
One of my favorites. I mean, I don't do it on stage, but it was like some guy was imitating Richard Nixon as Rod Stewart.
What?
Like, do you think I'm sexy? You know, I mean, it was hysterical. I mean,
oh,
the fact that just cracked me up. I wish that was relevant.
Yes, but you recognize it's not relevant.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you can't do. I mean, I guess you could do Nixon because a lot of people don't remember what he sounds like.
Right.
But yeah, it's no. Like, I hate the Archie Bunker.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
nobody
there's
knows.
Too many people that don't know who that is.
Yes, all those people are dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hit myself in the head hard with my visor ringing my noggin.
Oh,
why? I tried that spell you were going to use on Trump.
I will not be bound.
I used a carrot. I had a candle.
Well, that's not very nice.
Oh, my. Yeah, no, I can't stand that either. People who are just like, you know, like Phyllis Diller. Like, what?
I haven't seen a Phyllis Diller impression.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that somebody that's so out there that it's like, are you really talking about people that, you know, they used to be the people that were so old that they were on game shows in
right.
the 70s and they weren't doing like projects anymore. They were already spent and it's like, you're still talking about these
people? I have the reaction to somebody doing those old voices that I do when like somebody does a Lorena Bobbitt joke.
Oh.
It's like, just update.
Oh. That's, I mean, everybody gets the reference, but.
Yes, it's.
Here's the thing about, like, when you want to do, you know, like, imitate something. Like, there was a bit I used to do, I don't do it really anymore, about when Arnold Schwarzenegger had sex with the housekeeper and stuff like that.
That's only a couple years old.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. I know it's old, but at the time, I told myself, do not do an Arnold voice. I would not do an Arnold voice. You know, and because I did to that to me that would be hacky. I thought the bit had enough merit to go, you know, with the way I was describing it.
See, I think if you update it enough, you can do the Arnold voice. I think it gets hacky when you start playing his greatest hits like "Get in the Chopper," "I'll Be Back."
Yeah,
but like if you can like do a fresh spin on it, I'll even allow it.
Yeah,
you will, because you are the comedy connoisseur.
Yes, yes, I am.
Actually, from being on this show. I can't watch or listen to comedy the same way anymore.
Joe and I have that effect on a lot of comedy fans.
Yeah. And I think I actually annoyed some of my friends.
And you have that effect on a lot of people.
Yeah, I do. Because we went someplace and I'm like critiquing it out loud and they're looking at me like, oh, no.
Nobody likes
Not
that
during
person.
During the show.
Yeah, but.
Not during the show, but afterwards. I was just like, I wish he hadn't done that thing because I was with him up until then. And then he went all hacky and, you know, and they're looking at me like, because I'm talking like you guys, like breaking something down, and
I didn't know we've imparted so much wisdom on you.
Yeah, some.
Wow.
We've
ruined comedy for
yes,
you.
But people have
a lot of people.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah. Well, not ruined it for me, but I do analyze it a lot more.
Did I just ruin impressionist for you?
Yeah, it's like funny.
<You know. laughs> She does the Joe. Funny.
Funny.
I do that too. That's awful.
I know. I said that to my friend over the weekend, and I realized, no, you actually, to have people still like you, have to laugh at their jokes.
See, but I like a good impressions. If they're doing newer voices, like I heard somebody a couple years ago doing like Chef Ramsay.
Yeah,
well, I was like, all right, cool. That's the new crop of celebrities.
Right.
Now, if you're doing it 10, 15 years from now, I'm not going to like it.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's just, okay, maybe there are a couple of voices that you happen to be able to do well. But, I mean, if you're still doing Gerald Ford, oh, please, for the love of God, stop.
I think the only one who could still do those is Rich Little, because you kind of expect it.
That's
Rich Little will play to that crowd that, you know, will get. I mean, look, I love Rich Little as a kid, you know, but, you know, if you go see him now, I mean, he's playing to an older crowd that's going to get all that.
If you see Rich Little now, every impression sounds the same, an old guy.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to see Rich Little at the creek in the cave, you know, I mean, it's going to be.
No, Joe, you won't, because he has a career.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have a good point there, though, is that if you are reaching out to people who are older, they are going to feel more comforted with the references that they remember. They're not going to want to see, like, Snoop Dogg references.
Right, but most of those aren't Rich Little, where he has that built-in audience. Most impressionists, they don't know. So what you're doing is you're doing impressions from the 60s and 70s and 80s to people that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s. I mean, sure, there's some people in their 50s and 60s that are going to appreciate, but there's a whole bunch of other people are just going to go, well, this, I don't even know what this is.
Unless you're entertaining at the home.
Acts that really haven't updated their act. And Davin and I, and we work with them, and we're not going to mention names, but you'll see them do some, like, imitations and, you know, impressions and stuff like that, and the crowd just doesn't get it because it's just that old.
Right.
Yeah, no, it, like I said, unless you're playing at the home, you really do want to have things.
Trust me, I've done the gigs at the home.
Yeah.
I wish I had those references.
Yeah, I've done the gigs at the home, too, yeah.
Yeah, but listen, if that's your market, if you're playing the condos in Florida, cool. But I'm talking about if you're in the clubs, regular comedy clubs,
no.
Update or do something else.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice. You know what? Entertain your friends with those old time voices if they think they're funny, but don't get on a stage and have people pay to see you do this.
Or
no.
Have a radio show where you get to crack a whip out a half a dozen of them from time to time again when the show is specifically geared towards those references. Yeah. Those are your options.
Right.
Well, yeah, like I'm not going to do Yosemite Sam out of the blue. It'll be for a bit or something like that. I'm not going to, really.
I kind of hope you do. I kind of hope next time we work together that you just, in the middle of the act, just start sprouting about varmints. I kind of look forward to that.
I actually do, too.
All right.
Varmint talk.
All right, varmint, where are you going to be?
Infinity Music Hall in Hartford, Connecticut, Thursday, March 16th at 8 p.m. You can dial 1-866-666-6306 or go to infinitymusichall.com. Be myself, Bob DeBono, Kerry Louise, and Claudia Stavola.
Friday, March 17th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a live comedy in Augusta, New Jersey at Skyland Stadium. For tickets, call 973-940-0222. 973-940-0222. Saturday, March 18th, I'll be in Union, New Jersey at Rockin' Joe's. For tickets, call 908-354-0660. As always, check out the full, unedited, cool version of the show, davinsden.com. This is cool, too. It's a different type of cool. Follow us on Twitter, at davinsden. Like us on Facebook, davinsden. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
It never works on the phone.
Either way, please keep on listening.